magic is a very difficult thing for us to accept as being real. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. Magic is very difficult for us to conceive as real. Why is magic so difficult for us to conceive as real? Magic is difficult for us to conceive as real because we just don't want to accept it. Now, all we have to do is to begin looking around us at all the magic that's taking place in our world. And when we do, then we'll see. But, just let's take the difficult illusion of magic of heat. And African people can walk around on the desert barefooted on the hot, hot desert soil and not feel it. Penguins can walk around on the ultra sub-zero surface of the earth and not feel it. Birds can do this, and animals can do this. Animals are training themselves, like dogs. Can you imagine dogs in the Arctic? And they're pulling sleds, and they have no shoes on. They have to run over that frozen ice and snow, and they get their feet down into the ice and down into the snow, and they have to keep working their feet to get the snow and ice off their feet, but they keep going. Now, we would have frostbite. We'd lose our feet. We'd lose everything. Well, the dog would, too, if he begins to think about it. But a dog does not think that he's going to have frostbite. He has the shaking of his legs. It's a natural thing to take off something that is causing it to not function perfectly. Now, you and I are much the same way. We want to shake off that which is not allowing us to function perfectly under all circumstances. Now, Stephen Stressley wrote an article in 99 on his friend who had walked on red-hot coals. He walked on fire. And how his friend had done it, and so amazingly he did it. It's quite something to read the article. I sent it out in Thought for Today, so you'll see it. Now, how interesting. Here this man, a normal human being, went to this organization and paid them a fee to teach him how to walk on fire. Teach him to walk on fire. My goodness, well, he learned his lesson well. He went to the program, and most of the programs use the same philosophy. They teach you that you are not walking on fire, you are walking on cool, wet moss. And it's not that you're not walking on fire, it's that you're walking on cool, wet moss. You're walking on cool, wet moss, and cool, wet moss is the only thing you have in your consciousness. Hence, it's the only thing that you experience as you're walking across this object, this experience. Now, other people look there, and they see the smoke coming up. They see the heat rising from the red-hot briquette coals. They see the temperature red as can be, and they know that it is not cool, wet moss. But the person who is taking the program and learning how to walk on fire is not learning how to walk on fire. He's learning how to walk on cool, wet moss. He's learning how to walk on cool, wet moss on command. So, Bernard, Stefan's friend, walked on the fire. He walked on this cold of 12, 20, 2,000 degrees heat, quite warm, burning. It would toast the chicken. it would roast your clothes. And yet, Bernard and his friends who took the program in his particular session walked on these coals. Now, Bernard was one of these people who said, I have to do it to believe it. So he did it. But he had his mind clearly understanding that he was walking on cool, wet moss, and his entire body responded to the cool, wet moss. Like the Eskimo dogs running on ice and snow, and their feet should be frozen, and they're not. And like the penguins who stand there holding the egg in the pouch of their tummy, and keep the egg warm enough so it can hatch and their feet don't get frozen. And they just rock and do these different things, and it's wonderful, but they don't get frozen. And wolves, coyotes, and other things on the cold. And African natives who had walked on the Sahara Desert and other desert areas or hot areas in Africa, and they have no way of having it cool. But they learned they had to. That was where they had to go. They had to go out and forage and do other things, and so therefore they had to be able to do it. And they didn't have shoes, so some created shoes for themselves, but basically they didn't. Now, interesting, isn't it? Very interesting. Well, Stephen's friend Bernard walked on the cool, wet moss once, twice, and three times. Three separate times he walked on this cool, wet moss, proving to himself that he was able to define his environment. He was able to call his environment by any name he chose, and he would respond to his environment by the name that he chose to call it. Now, do you, do I, have this ability? We certainly do. Do we practice it? No. And yes, we practice it all the time. Every time we say, I can't do something, we prove to ourselves we can't. And that's just it. We prove to ourselves we can't by saying, I can't do it. Every time we say something is too difficult, well, then it is too difficult. And our mind presumes it's too difficult and assumes it's too difficult and will not allow it to be easy as it is. And little children believe so easily, so quickly in things that they are taught. That's why teaching children in the early years of their life these magnificent technical things is so wonderful and so fantastic. Children love to play with their cars in the sand, and there are no cars, and there are no hills, there are no valleys, there's no roads, there's no cities, but for them, there is, and for them, that's where they play. Now, their imagination is outstanding. Well, as you get older, your imagination begins to become jaded by a new set of attitudes that you have that says no and can't and won't work and all these other good things. But little children, they just know to do and they do. Now, Bernard said, I walk on cool, wet moss, and three times he walked across that 20-foot, 30-foot bed of hot coals, and he called it cool, wet moss, and for his feet and his body, it was cool, wet moss. There was no burns on his feet. There was no singe to his clothing. Even the hair on his legs was not singed, was not bothered in the slightest. He looked down at his legs, and the hair was all intact. Everything was intact. A little dust from the cold, but that didn't have to be there either. Because if the coals were cool, wet moss, then the cool, wet moss should not leave anything on his feet of dust that would indicate burning coals. And so those who didn't carry it in that direction didn't have any dust on their feet. They didn't have to brush their feet off. They didn't have to do anything because they were walking on cool, wet moss. And it was just fine and dandy. We can do this with every area of our life, and we do. This is called meditation, this is called affirmation, this is called conviction, this is called belief, this is called putting your mouth where your heart is. And you say, I'm home perfect, I'm home perfect, I'm home perfect. And as you say these things, you bring them forth into your life. As you say these things, you demonstrate them, manifest them, and experience them in your life. It's up to you. Are you ready for such an adventure? Well, Bernard was. Hundreds of other people have taken the fire walking example and training and been successful in it. Oh, some were not successful because they did not believe. And, of course, they sometimes, even in the middle of their belief, they were doing it. They say, look at me, I'm walking on fire. Oops, I forgot I'm walking on fire. And instantly, their mind and their body created the hot fire beneath them, which before, only a second before, was cool, wet moss. Now you say, that's impossible. Well, it's not. That is what is done, and that is what functions. Now, what sort of thing would you like to have in your life that you don't have right now? Would you like to be independently wealthy? Oh, yes, everybody wants to be independently wealthy. Well, can you believe not that you need money, but that you are independently wealthy? Can you believe that every time you, can you visualize yourself going into the store and buying whatever you want using your credit cards or cash or checks or whatever you're paying with, and you just go in there and it's just the most natural thing in the world and there's no thought in your mind that you can't. Now, you don't go doing it until you have this perfected, because if you go doing it before you have it perfected, then you're liable to doubt yourself even at the last minute and then step on that cold, on that hot fire instead of the cool wet moss. Now, why do I say that you have to have it perfected? Well, a lot of people have the idea they can just take their credit cards and max them out and buy and do things when they don't really have the money for it. They know they don't have the money for it, and they believe they don't have the money for it, and they know they're not going to get the money for it, and it's not going to be in their bank account, and they cannot spend it, but they're told that if they go and spend it, that it'll be there. Well, if you build the stadium for the football, for the baseball players, they will come. And that's a statement that we have made for ourselves. But that's merely part of the training program of training yourself to say that you are walking on cool, wet moss when it is something else. Now, how do you train yourself to say, I am independently wealthy, when you have an experience of something else? Well, you train yourself by saying, I am independently wealthy, by visualizing yourself independently wealthy, thinking yourself independently wealthy, talking about yourself being independently wealthy to yourself, to your own self. You don't need to talk to other people. Just talk to yourself. Build up. When you're going to walk on that cool wet moss, you're not going to tell everybody, I'm going to walk on these hot coals. You're going to say, I'm walking on the cool wet moss. And everybody who's not taking the course with you thinks that you're crazy. And of course you are. You're crazy to mention it to anybody who is not in your program, because they are not going to see you walking on the cool wet moss as you would like to do, and you're going to have problems, you're going to have burned toesies, and so you don't want to do that. So when you say, I'm independently wealthy, shut up. Say it to yourself. Say it to your own heart. Say it to your own mind. Live it in your own thought. Live it in your own attitude. And just keep living it. And then keep acting in your life as though you are wealthy. Keep acting in your life as though you're independently wealthy. Keep acting in every way like that. Keep producing that cool, wet moss, that cool, wet moss. Keep producing that independent wealth, that independent wealth. And as you do this, if you are taking a special training program and they have you work on that for 1 day or 2 days oftentimes, then you do it and you do it successfully, wow, you say. But there are some who don't do it successfully because they have doubt. They don't believe. They will not believe that that cool wet moss was those hot coals. They will not believe that the hot coals are now cool, wet moss. They cannot believe they're independently wealthy. They cannot believe that. And you see, if they cannot believe it, they don't experience it. Everyone who takes the courses in walking on cool, wet moss do not succeed. Everyone who takes the courses do not have that wonderful experience for themselves. They can, but it means absolute 100% givingness of yourself to that concept. Absolutely thinking it in everything you say, think, and do. Absolutely living it so powerfully, so wonderfully, that nothing else disturbs you, nothing else comes in, nothing else bothers you in any way. Now, are you ready for that? Are you ready for that experience? Are you ready to know this truth and the truth sets you free? Are you ready? Well, if you're ready, then go for it. Because it is ready the minute you are ready. The instant you're ready to call it cool wet moss, it is cool wet moss. The instant you're ready to say, I am independently wealthy and be independently wealthy, you are independently wealthy. You always were. You just didn't recognize it. You always were. You just didn't call it forth. You just didn't reveal it, as you so easily can if you can be 100% behind the concept ideal, what? behind the concept ideals say, I love to walk on cool wet moss. I love to be independently wealthy. I love to be whole and perfect. I love, this is neat, oh, I love being this. You see, and the more you say it, the more you live it to yourself, the more you are it. And then you go around being independently wealthy, and no one will ever remember that you were not at any time not independently wealthy. They'll all remember that you always were independently wealthy, because that's the only image they have of you, the only concept they have of you, the only reality they have of you. Now, are you ready? Are you ready for that? Are you ready to be who you are, when you are, what you are, how you are now? I would think so, because it is exciting. So, my friends, yes, miracles are everyday fare, but they're everyday fare for those who don't necessarily believe in miracles, but who practice them in every moment of their day. So practice it today and enjoy the fruits today of being a miracle person. So, my friends, I say to you, I love you. I love you. I love you.